This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
At auction today at Christie's in New York, the last Leonardo da Vinci in private hands. It's an ethereal image of Jesus, Salvador Mundi, it's called, Savior of the World. It's about 500 years old and had to be heavily, heavily restored. It could sell today for more than $100 million. When I called art critic and New York Times contributor Blake Gopnik about this Leonardo, he corrected me saying, Leonardo in theory.
We love the idea that something might sell for $100 million, $150 million, $200 million. We just can't do without those kind of numbers. That's what really interests us. Forget art. What we want is big, big price tags.
Now, you started out by saying in theory. There's some doubt in your mind?
You know, I saw it on Saturday, went there with an eminent Renaissance art historian friend of mine, and we looked and looked at it, and there are things in it that look very much like Leonardo. You could argue that there are too many things that look like Leonardo. It's a kind of compendium of Leonardisms, and if you were a pupil of Leonardo, what would you do? You would say, oh, right, Leonardo, the boss, he likes sfumato, he likes extreme perspectival effects, and you'd sort of add those all to a very conservative picture. Now, I'm not saying that this isn't a Leonardo. I'm also not saying that it is a Leonardo. I'm actually saying that it's a kind of incoherent question to ask. It's kind of like asking, is the moon Jewish or is the sun gay? Pictures even today, let alone in the 16th century, can be all sorts of things between being by a great master and being by some assortment of assistants. I am perfectly happy. I think it's way more interesting to say, you know, this is a funny, interesting picture that might be by Leonardo. It's Leonardish is what I'd say. And I'm interested in that category that Leonardo helped create. But that's not what the market wants. The market wants yes or no answers to these questions.
You know, Zizhi, I was looking into the history also, and this painting sold in 1958 for 45 British pounds sterling. If you do the math, that's about $1,000 in modern money. That was a steal. But it was 1958, before Mona Lisa had gone on tour in the U.S. So, of course, it was only a grand.
This actually reminds me of a story that I recently heard, except it's not just a story. It happens to be true. I know of an art historian who was asked to authenticate a work by Leonardo. And he was going to, you know, charge the normal kind of fee you charge for doing this kind of thing in low six figures. And the owner said, no, no, no. We want to pay you a percentage of what it sells for. Now, what is the chance that any art historian, given that particular contract, is going to say, oh, no, it's not by a famous artist. It's by Joe Blow, and it'll sell for $1,000. The impetus to attribute these works to very famous artists who get very famous prices is overwhelming in the market. And it's actually corrupting the way we think about authorship. It's really messing with us.
Art critic Blake Gopnik. The biography he's writing about Andy Warhol is getting ever closer to completion. Blake, thank you.
You're welcome. It's really moving along.